Let me mention what I've come to discover are the 7 chronic problems of organizations. Now, these are, in a sense, you could call them lifestyle, organizational character or lifestyle kinds of problems. The first one is no mission statement that is understood and bought into at all levels of the organization. Second is no strategic path coming from the mission statement to the stream, which reflects both the mission statement and the needs, the realities of the real world outside. Some are attached to the mission and don't reflect reality, opportunity. Others are attached to the stream, but not to the mission. You get your security from within, your effectiveness from without. Third, structures and systems are misaligned. They don't serve the strategic path. They're counterproductive to the strategic path. For instance, you want good customer service, but you reward people on some kind of control and measurement system when other people are around, see? You want good customer service, then you compare people to each other. And they need to cooperate to get customer service, you compare people to each other, see? There's no internal private victory creating that culture. Fourth, the style is incongruent with the principles, even the purpose, the vision in the mission statement by the people, particularly at the top. Incongruency, or a kind of hypocrisy, that will tend to drive so many other things. Five is that you don't have the skills to carry out that style that is appropriate, which comes out of the mission statement. People have the character, the desire, the ability. They lack the skills, the competencies, the abilities. Six is the emotional bank account is overdrawn. Trust levels very, very low. And seven, the character strength isn't there in the individuals, where people at least try to live what they value. When you get a high harmony between values and habits, you've got integrity, particularly if those values are based on principles. Now, those 7 chronic problems, of course, feed into each other. It's an ecosystem. But if you really want to make a study of your own organization, gather data, say, against the 10-point scale, anonymous data, looking at all 7 factors, then begin the process of teaching and implementing the PS paradigm, and over a period of time, then test it again, and then again. So you have a baseline and you begin to see the improvement. Also remember this, that the process cannot be violated. You have to be very patient, seriously. This metaphor, you can't pull up the flowers to see how the roots are coming, is apt, very apt. Because what you have now, your present situation, is like a state of equilibrium between different forces which are pushing it from going up, going better, and the forces that are encouraging it to get better. For instance, the economic and the market forces are encouraging you to get more quality, better service, and so forth, lower cost, really pushing you. But all of the habits, systems, and structures inside the organization are pushing against, plus the fears, the self-doubts of individuals. What's going to happen, see? And if you push enough, if you put enough muscle on this, and get enough people saying, we've got to get cost conscious. Our bottom line just isn't there. We cannot get new capital. We can't fund this new growth thing that we're going to go into. We can't fund R&D. We've got to get cost consciousness. So you push enough, and you get cost consciousness through some kind of combined approach at the surface level to get cost consciousness. And you get it. People start talking. But then they neglect new business because they're so cost-conscious they're turning down even good kind of credit because they don't want to take a chance. They were burned before or whatever. You could just let the scenario run in so many different ways. So you decide to push for new business. You take that muscle that you had that pushed for cost, you take it and push it on new business. Then this tends to slip back. So you go after new business, and you get everyone conscious about that, and you get that up. But then everyone has alienated everybody else because they're getting business at the cost of all kinds of relationships. So the next new drive is the human relations drive. So you have parties and other team-building things, and you get that back up, see? And it builds tensions up in the system. Then it springs back, and you push that. Eventually, what happens is, if you were once here, you tend to go lower even. Not higher, lower. Why? You fatigued your organization. You fatigued your culture. And it's cynical. What's the next new thing coming down the pike? I don't believe it anymore. That's why if you decide seriously about this paradigm, start with yourself. Start small. Work on your circle of influence, however small it may be. Get your head out of empowering the weaknesses of dumb things happening out there or the weaknesses of other people. Increase your professional training and the skills and competency. Keep your own house really in order so you build credibility and ethos. Then start moving out. And you may be a change catalyst. You may be the trim tab factor, as someone put it, to literally take that ship going in this direction, and in a matter of a year or two, it's going in this direction. And you become a key person in making that happen. A true change catalyst.